in this particular context, if a farmer said, we expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very
fertile.
Okay, and what kind of, how would you describe the types of soil around here?
Sandy.
Yeah, any other descriptions that you might?
Rich, sandy, dry most of the time.
How about the type of terrain,
flat, some places hilly, just a few places, but more so flat.
Okay. How about the lowland that you might find along the string, a stream that's overflowed in the spring sometimes, usually plowed up later? Do you know anything about that?
No.
Okay. People in the hills are all the time dreaming of going down and having some, what kind of land?
Flat land, yes.
How about low-lying grassland, a low piece of land, just grassland where cattle might graze. What would you call that?
Pasture.
Okay. Anything else you might call it?
Field.
Okay. The Everglades is a big
swamp.
And what's some more like along the edges of the mangrove? What do they call those? It's not totally swampy, but it's just a
beach, I guess, along the mangroves.
What's some more names for swamps?
Bushes, jungle, wetland.
How about the place where salt hay might grow along the sea? The place where salt hay might grow along the
sea?
Salt
hay.
Okay. All right. What the...
Boy, these Midwest questions are killing me.
Well, I don't know if they're all Midwest. Remember now, this is through Alabama and Georgia, too.
I call that, well, he's foreign.
Well, it's for this
foreign countries, Alabama, Georgia.
If you don't know, it just means they're moving that fast.
Right. That's really true.
I suppose they're getting water off the swamps. You might say that they're doing what?
Draining.
Okay. And what do you call the things that you have to dig to get the water out?
Channels, canals.
Okay. What are the different types of, let's say a deep narrow valley that's cut by the stream of water in the woods or something when it rains real hard, just all of a sudden there's a
stream, I guess.
Okay. How about what's another word for a stream?
I can't pull it together.
Okay, I think you've already said, how about, they talk about upland cripple.
Creek.
Okay, I don't know, I think you've already said that. If there's been a real heavy rainfall and you got just a slight little of a hilly area, and say it rained an inch or an hour and a half or something like that, and there was a lot of sort of land been cut, a deep cut's been cut in the land because of washout, what'd you call that?
Creek. Canal.
Just to, it's just, but it just happened because of the rain.
I can't pull it.
Okay.
It's something.
Okay. Name some other kinds of land elevations besides that you wouldn't find here that you might find further north, like around West Virginia.
Mountains, hills, valleys. You mentioned West Virginia, all of a sudden I got my southern accent. when it rolled through, it's the Romans, dude.
All right, now, up in the mountains, where the road goes across a low place in the mountains, what would you call that?
Road goes across a low
place? A low place, up in the hills, they put a road through a low spot, way up in the river.
Tunnel, I guess, I don't know, funnel, tunnel?
Like Cumberland?
Ridge.
All right. How about the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp is called a what?
Cliff.
And how about where boats stop and upon which freight is unloaded is called a what?
Dock.
Okay, any other names for that?
Pier.
Okay. what would you call a place where large amounts of water fall a long distance?
Waterfall.
Okay. And kind of white, hard, paved road, like city sidewalks is called what kind of a road?
White Hart Pit Highway.
Yeah, but it's just like the city sidewalks, but you refer to it as the same material. And